Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore.
Before here on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on the radio live from Eureka, California. First of a three-game set here against the hometown Humboldt B-52s. Up first was J.J. Hancock. He grounded out to third on a broken bat single. That's going to bring up Jake Taylor, the third baseman. He'll bat second. Finishing out your lineup here, Ryan Williams, DH, due up third. We'll get you the rest of the lineup here once Jake sees a pitch. 7 p.m. start time tonight for the Colt 45s here, 5:30 tomorrow afternoon, and 11:30 on Sunday for Father's Day, so an early Father's Day game for us here. That ball very high to the backstop. One ball, one strike on Taylor, or one ball, no strikes, I should say. So one out, nobody on here for the 45s. And that ball is outside, 2-0. Turtle Bay rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? We want to thank Turtle Bay for their sponsorship of Colt 45s here on the radio. Here's the pitch to Taylor. That one misses as well now, 3-0. With one down here in the top of the first. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. They challenge you to get out there and make a difference in your community as we're on our first road trip of the year here, live from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. That one is in there for a strike. Now 3-1 to Taylor. A cool and comfortable 60 degrees here at first pitch. Here's the 3-1 to Taylor. He takes that one in there for a strike now, full count. Mentioned Williams in the on-deck circle. He's the DH hitting third tonight. Hunter Heath in right field batting fourth. Chandler Anderson at center batting fifth. Ignacio Diaz catching and batting sixth, his first start of the year. Here's the 3-2. Swinging a foul ball back to the screen. We'll do it again. Jared Bertotti batting seventh and playing first base. Noah Ferguson batting eighth and playing second, and Zachary Taylor out of Madera, California, batting ninth and playing shortstop. That ball down in the dirt, and Taylor has been walked. So one out base on balls here, and that'll bring up Ryan Williams. Get you the Humboldt B-52's lineup as it becomes available for us. Runner being held on at first. That'll bring up California Baptist's Ryan Williams. One out, one on. Big hole on the right side. Williams standing in against the lefty starter for the Bombers. B-52s, I should say, here at Bomber Field. Runner now takes his lead. Taylor at first. Comes set. Here's the 1-0. That ball is fouled back to the screen. 1-1. Nice pregame party here at the B-52s. They've got a little concourse down the right field line in foul territory that juts out almost to the foul line. Nice recreational area over there with some barbecue and some fun here pregame. Here's the pitch. That's a breaking ball very high. Williams takes it. Two balls, one strike here with one out. Jake Taylor on first after drawing the one-out walk. Hunter Heath would be next. That ball is outside, and the snap throw down to first, and it gets by the first baseman. It's going to roll into right field. Taylor's going to head to second base and slide in there safely, well ahead of the throw. So that's going to be an error and an advance to second for Taylor. Free 90 feet for the 45s. And Williams now has a man in scoring position with just one down. Still on the top of the first here. Reminder, you can get every game on KCNR 1460 Reading and online at kcnr1460.com, including archives of all KCNR 1460 shows and games and live stream. That ball is fouled out of play down the right side. It's going to be over the dugout. It'll be 3-2 here on Williams. Had a little rain on the trip over here earlier today on the 299, but nice overcast, cool 60-degree day here. Looks like we might get a ball game in here without any rain. Here's the 3-2 to Williams. That ball is kind of served out into center field, not hit very hard. It's going to get down, and that's going to be a single. Taylor's going to have to stay at second, as he wasn't sure the center fielder was going to be able to make a play on that or not, so scored a single for Williams. Looked like he hit it with a newspaper right up on the hands. But it's a single. So that'll bring up Heath now with two out, or two on and one out, I should say. It'll be a lefty-lefty matchup here.
Now batting for the 445, the right fielder, number 31, Hunter Heath.
So here's Heath out of Oklahoma Baptist University, batting cleanup tonight and in right field. Watches the first one on the outside corner. Nice pitch there. 0-1. Taylor at second, Williams at first, walking a single respectively, and Hunter Heath with one out, looking to get the 45s on the board early. Fake back to second base, no throw. Taylor scampers back. On deck is Chandler Anderson out of the University of Utah, Pac-12 champions this year. And had a nice deep run through the College World Series. That ball bounces off the plate. 1-1 here to Heath. Nice take, as that was a breaking ball. And he checked his swing, able to hold up. Heath now back in the box, digging in. Ready for the 1-1. Runner being held on at second by the shortstop. Now bounces back in his position. Here's the kick and a fire, and that ball is fouled off down the left field line. Out of play, 1-2 now. One and two to Hunter Heath here. He's been a line drive machine. Had an RBI single in the first of the 45's last game. That was Sunday against the Reading Tigers. He'd love to repeat that here. Here's the 1-2. That ball is down in the dirt, 2-2. So 45 showing good discipline here. And he'll have a 2-2 count. Reminder, you can get every game on readingcool45s.com. Full schedule there. Just finished up our 45 Summer Youth Camp Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week. We'll do another one in July. Here's the 2-2. That ball is outside. 3-2. So we'll see if manager Greg Catteray wants to start the runners here. Just one down. Full count. Heath usually pretty good about making contact. I mentioned in the last game he was 2-for-5 with a RBI and a walk. Also scored two runs. Here's the full count pitch. That ball is fouled out of play down the left field line. We'll line up and do it again. Still 3-2. Mentioned Chandler Anderson on deck. Pinch hit and had a long, loud single off the top of the wall his first at bat a couple games ago, and then in his first start had an RBI, two RBI triple in the first inning. The 45s won three straight over the Reading Tigers over the weekend. And winners of four out of their last five. So riding a nice streak coming in here to Eureka. Here's the 3-2. Runners go. That ball is a swing and a miss. Here's the throw down to third. He is out. And that'll end the inning. So it's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. That'll end the inning for the 45s. We'll head to the bottom of the first here. Still 0-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Get some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore here at Bomber Field in Eureka, California. We're headed to the bottom of the first. 45's getting ready to give the B-52s their first at-bats here in the bottom of the first. In the first game of a three-game series. Pitching tonight for your Reading Colt 45's Brandon Lupton. Lupkin, I should say.
Center fielder. Number seven.
Winning pitcher on the eighth, his last start. 9 days ago, rather eight, yeah, 9 days ago, had seven strikeouts in six innings, yielded no runs and right to a win. First pitch is in there for a strike. Leading off for the humble B-52s is Jody Hart. He's the right fielder. He'll be followed by Spencer Duggan at third and Jeff Giacomini at first. There's Hart, number seven, swing and a miss. And a quick 0-2 by Lupkin. Fastball, breaking ball, and two good ones. Hitter steps out to collect himself now, and he's ready to go. Here's Lupkin, kicks and fires. That ball is down in the dirt. 1-2 now. Here's the 1-2. That ball is chopped foul down the third base line. We'll line up and do it again. Lupkin out of Medford, Oregon. Shasta College night. And he's been solid for the 45s. Mentioned he had the six shutout innings last start. That's a ground ball up the middle, not hit very hard. Charging is Taylor. He's going to come up with it, and safe at first is Hart. So a nice hustle play there. And that'll be a leadoff infield single. That ball was kind of chopped off the dirt in front of the plate. Tough hop for Taylor. He came up, and it kind of slid up his arm. He was able to barehand it and make the throw, but not in time. So Jody Hart.
Third baseman, number 8, Spencer Duggan.
That'll bring up Spencer Duggan. Third baseman with one on and nobody out. It's Brandon Lupkin here. Here's the pitch. He shows bunt. Takes. It's a ball 1-0. Taylor charging at third there. Ferguson headed to second. Ferguson headed to first, I should say, as Bertotti was holding the runner on. That ball is in there to Duggan now, 1-1. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So our thanks to them for sponsoring Colt 45's baseball here. That ball is down in the dirt. Now 2-1. He kicks and fires. Here's the 2-1. That ball is a little bit low, 3-1. Three balls, one strike. That ball is grounded foul down the third baseline, 3-2. We're in the bottom of the first here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. First road trip of the year for the Reading Colt 45s. We'll line it up tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday morning at 11:30 start on Father's Day. So get an early one in here. That is a swing and a miss. He struck him out, so Duggan goes down swinging for the first out. That'll bring up Jeff Giacomini. First baseman with one out and one on.
Next in the play for the B-52, the first baseman, number 20, Jeff Giacomini.
So here's Giacomini. Big lead over at first by Hart. Slide step, that ball's down in the dirt. 1-0. On deck, Mason Allen, the catcher. That ball is chopped out of play, so now 1-1. So an infield single and a strikeout to the first two hitters. And the first baseman, Giacomini, has one ball, one strike, and one out here in the bottom of the first. In what will probably be the coolest game of the year for the Reading Colt 45, 60 degrees here at the park. Might need my jacket before this one's over. Everybody looked at me a little funny when I left Reading with my jacket on today, and I told them there's a good chance I'll need it before the weekend's over. Two balls, one strike as that one misses. Now quick throw over to first. Hart is back. Bertotti slapping down the tag. Jared Bertotti back at first base tonight. It's been a revolving door over there at first. We've seen about three different starters as manager Greg Catteray trying to get guys a pass. Runner goes on the 2-1. That's a swing and a miss, and he's going to have second base stolen. So two balls and two strikes now as Giacomini swings through that one. Hart moves up to second on the stolen base. So one out and now a runner on second, and no, they're going to send him back to first. Now they're going to call him out. I'm not sure what the call is here. As the humble B-52 manager trying to get some clarification as well. Might have been catcher interference there on the hitter. Your guess is as good as mine, sports fans. We'll enlighten it for you here in just a minute. But as it stands, Hart has been called out. He's back in the dugout. Giacomini still at the plate. And communication key here. Now we're getting another B-52's coach headed toward the plate. And meanwhile, Brandon Lupkin plays. Catch with third baseman Jeff Taylor in the meantime to stay warm over there. So as it stands, I'm not sure how you want to score that, but Hart is erased over at first. There's now two down, and Giacomini's going to hit with a 2-2 count, so I'm thinking it must have been catcher's interference. I've rarely seen call, but here's the 2-2. That ball is driven to left field on a line and right at Hancock. So that'll end the inning. Tough break for an atom ball there for Giacomini. So that'll end the first inning. We'll head to the top of the second. Still 0-0. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the second here on KCNR 1460, Redding Colt 45, then a 0-0 tie in Eureka playing the Humboldt B-52s. Leading off is going to be center fielder Chandler Anderson. And he'll stand in against B-52 starter Brian Meyer. .45's had runners on first and second with only one out, and they ended up in a strike-him-out, throw-him-out double play. Two in the inning, so Anderson swings and misses through the first one. It's 0-1 here. Meyer with a big leg kick now over the top. That one is a little bit low, 1-1. Meyer, lefty here. Probably about 5'10 or 5'11 by the looks of him. It's a breaking ball, and Anderson lays off. That one's down in the dirt. Now 2-1 here. On deck is Ignacio Diaz. That's a called strike there on Anderson now. 2-2. Diaz, I believe, will be getting his first start out of UC Davis. Vallejo native there. He's seen spot duty here. That's a ground ball as he just reaches out and hits it slowly to short. Going to have a tough time getting him, and Anderson beats it out easily. That's a leadoff single as a ball not hit hard to short. And Anderson is on to lead off the inning.
Up next, the catcher.
Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. They'll be sponsoring every game all weekend long, the entire series here against Humboldt. So our thanks to the McConnell Foundation. Anderson is checked over at first as Meyer fakes the throw. When you're facing the lefty and you're on first base, you got to be extra careful, as he's got more options than the righty to try and pick you off, and he checks him again. So two straight throws over. Ignacio Diaz out of UC Davis just finished up his junior year there. We've seen some loud contact out of him in his brief appearances here thus far. Here's the pitch. That's a swing and a miss. 0-1. Nice pitch by Meyer. Here's the 0-1 now, and he circles around to bunt, lets it drop below the zone, so he takes it for a ball 1-1. Kind of unusual there, a swing and a miss, and then on an 0-1 pitch, squares to bunt. Big lead over at first by Anderson. We'll see if he's got the green light, and a throw back over to first. So Meyer paying a lot of attention to him over there. Three throws to first, two pitches to home. No outs in the first inning. Is now a snap throw over to first. Anderson bounces right back off the bag and right back to that big lead, so not deterred. And there's the bunt. It's popped up, and the catcher able to make the play, and a snap throw to first, and Anderson able to dive back in, so score that a pop out to number two.
Now batting for the
445. That's first out of the inning. That'll bring up Bertotti.
Number nine, Jared Bertotti.
Simpson Redhawk. Switch hitting first baseman's going to bat a righty against the lefty Meyer here. Bertotti, a Northern California product, one of several here on the 45s. One out and one on. Here's the pitch. That ball very high as Meyer tried to add some velocity. That one was up around the eyes of Bertotti and well outside. On deck, Noah Ferguson, Redding, California native. He's the second baseman tonight. Here's the 1-0. Bertotti takes it in there for a strike now, 1-1. Defense for the hometown Humble B-52s looks like this. And left is Daniel Teasley. Center is Jody Hart. And right is Tyler Keel. That's a swing and a miss there now, 1-2. Spencer Duggan at third. Nikola Mislinski is at shortstop. That one gets away from the catcher, so it's a ball down in the dirt, but it bounces off the glove, and that's going to allow Anderson to get to second base. So free 90 feet for the 45s. Bertotti now with one out has a man in scoring position. Finishing up the defense for the B-52s, Fischel at second, and Giacomini at first, Mason Allen in the squat tonight. That ball is served out in right field. It's going to get down. Coming in and whiffing on it is the right fielder. Scoring easily from first is going to be Anderson. Bertotti is going to roll into second. We'll call that a single. And an RBI for Jared Bertotti. It's 1-0, 45s. So nice piece of hitting there by Bertotti. Got jammed up the label in on the hands, and he's strong enough to just kind of serve it out into right. And that ball had so much side spin on it that when the right fielder for the B-52s, Teasley, came in to make a play on it, he would have been a play at the plate depending on the throw, and skipped right past him under his glove. So Anderson scores. Bertotti replaces him at second, and Noah Ferguson will step in. You know, 1-0 ball game. Still only one out here. Here's the pitch. That ball is in there for a strike. Nice pitch from Meyer. Taylor will follow, barring a double play here. Here's the 0-1. He takes it on the inside corner. Kind of spun away from it and called strike nonetheless. So a quick 0-2 here on Ferguson. O2, that ball is a called strike three, and Ferguson is down on strikes. The ball right at the knees. He thought it was a little bit low, but that'll be the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Taylor. Two outs, runner on second. One run already home here for the Redding Colt 45s in the top of the second. Taylor would like to make that a crooked number up there on the board. And get back to the top of the lineup. It's a lefty-lefty matchup here against Brian Meyer. Comes set, big leg kick and fires. That ball is a breaking ball. Misses. Hometown crowd wanted that one. But it's one ball, no strike. Meyer takes a walk off the back of the mound. Now he's back on the rubber, comes set, and he's ready with the 1-0. Kicks and fires, and Taylor pops that one out of play, 1-1. Good turnout here for the first game of a three-game series. Hometown Humboldt B-52s hosting the Redding Colt 45s at Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com, bringing you every inning all weekend long. Here's the 1-1 to Taylor. That ball is outside, 2-1. Two-one on the top of the first. Taylor trying to get the runner home from second. In a 1-0 ball game. Meyer comes set. Here comes the 2-1. That ball misses as well. Now 3-1. He's got a base to play with here, but he'd like to get the number 9 hitter and not turn it back over to the top of the lineup. Hancock on deck. He's 0-1, grounded out to third on a broken bat grounder in the first inning. Here's the 3-1 to Taylor. That's a line drive out in left field. That's a base hit. Coming up and fielding it cleanly is the left fielder Keel. Here's the throw, and it's going to be cut off, and the run's going to score. So score that, an RBI single for Zach Taylor. Coming home to score is Jared Bertotti. 2-0, Redding Colt 45s. So nice at-bat there by Taylor to work it to 3-1, get a pitch he could handle, and a solid line drive out into left center. Looked like they might have had a chance to make a play at the plate, but the throw was cut off as it was slightly up the line. So Taylor stays at first.
The left fielder, number 6, J.J. Hancock.
And that'll turn over the top of the lineup here. Score that a single and an RBI for Taylor. J.J. Hancock now with one on and two out. Two runs home here. The line drive got a good pitch to hit there. And straight back to the screen. He was right on top of it. And you can tell he'd like to get another one like that. It's 0-1 here. J.J. Hancock out of Washington State. Our lone Washington State Cougar this year. That's a breaking ball, and he gets underneath it. That's going to be down the left field line. Going to be a tough play, and nobody's going to get it. It's going to drop, and it's going to stay as a single as Taylor was about a third of the way to third base before the ball was picked up, but wisely scampers back to second, so that'll be a jam shot bloop single down the left field line, but it looks like a line drive in the box score tomorrow. And we've got runners on first and second now. Taylor moves up to second. Hancock to first. After the single, that'll bring up Jake Taylor. So Taylor walked in the first, was eventually caught stealing on a strike him out, throw him out double play as Hunter Heath went down swinging and Taylor cut down at third in that 2-on-1-out rally. He gets another chance here with runners on first and second now. Two runs already home. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice take by Jake Taylor. Taylor out of Boise, Idaho. He's been at third base in the last several games for the 45s here. Had a grand slam a couple games ago in a 24-4 romp on Saturday. That's a nice pitch there by Meyer in there for a strike, 1-1. Mentioned the 45s took three in a row from the Redding Tigers over the weekend, 12-2 on Friday. 24-4 on Saturday, including that grand slam. Jake Taylor and JJ Hancock were our co-players of the game. And a 14-6 win on Sunday. So 45's breaking out the bats. They brought him here to Eureka as well. As we've got two here in the top of the second. That's a called strike on a nice breaking ball there by Meyer. Gets it over the outside corner. And Seattle University's own Jake Taylor down 1-2 now with two down. Zachary Taylor at second. J.J. Hancock at first. For the 45's third baseman. And they're going to have time here called at the plate. And now we're ready to go here. Sunshine's peeking through the overcast clouds here as we've got a beautiful day for baseball. From Bomber Field in Eureka, California, here's the 1-2. That's a ground ball hit slowly to the left side. Coming up with it is the third baseman. He makes a nice play. That'll end the inning. Score that one 5-3. But two runs are home here. We head to the bottom of the second. Reading Cole 45s leading 2-0 on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. It's 2-0 headed to the bottom of the second here. B-52's getting ready to take their second at bats. Cleanup hitter Mason Allen, the catcher, is going to lead off against Brandon Lupkin. Face the minimum three batters in the top of the first. It'll be Allen, Bone, and Teasley here. That's a ground ball to third. Deep in the hole, short is Taylor. He makes the throw and save. So Mason Allen able to beat that one out. As that one kind of glanced off the glove of Jake Taylor at third. Taylor there to back him up. Heads up play. Long throw from the hole, just too far. So a leadoff single for Mason Allen. Lupkin, as I mentioned, starting his second inning of work. He's been staked to a 2-0 lead here, courtesy of seven men going to the plate for the 45s in the top of the inning. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. And they challenge you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So, pretty cool 45s. Proudly sponsored by the McConnell Foundation all weekend long here. This entire three-game series. 7 p.m. start time here tonight. 5:30 start time tomorrow. Here's the pitch. That ball is a little bit low there. 1-0 to Matt Bone, the DH. And 11:30 a.m. start time on Sunday. So an early Father's Day Sunday here. Enjoy the game with us here on the radio and then go hang out with Dad. There's a ground ball to third. 5-4-3 double play. Nicely done. Taylor to Ferguson to Bertotti. And that leadoff single is erased. Two down here as Lupkin rolls the two ball.
Now batting for the B-52.
And a thing of beauty. 5-4-3. That'll bring up Daniel Teasley. He's out in right field for the B-52s, wearing number 4. And Lupkin kicks and fires. That ball is a little bit low, 1-0. Now ready here, he fires. That ball is in there for a strike. Looked like Teasley was asking, is that the edge? Is that the corner? Because he felt like it was outside, but it's 1-1 here. Swinging and a miss. He blew it right by him. 1-2 now. Looking at a Shasta College. Playing for the hometown Reading Colt 45s this year. Is the 1-2. That ball is down in the dirt. 2-2. 2-0 ball game here in the bottom of the second. 45s pushed across 2 in the top of the inning. Off of Brian Meyer. That ball misses there barely. Now 3-2. So full count now with 2 outs here. In the bottom of the second, nobody on for Daniel Teasley. Should he reach, it'd be left fielder Tyler Keel. Lupkin now with a full count pitch. That ball is grounded down the third baseline. Foul. We'll line up and do it again here. Still 3-2. That ball is grounded right back up the middle, and nicely done by Lupkin as he reaches behind him, pulls the ole, and look what I found. The baseball's right in the glove there. Some oohs and ahs from the hometown crowd here. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the third. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the third here in Eureka, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you KCNR 1460's presentation of Reading Colt 45's Baseball. First road trip of the year here. We're playing the Humboldt B-52s from Bomber Field in Eureka. Leading off is going to be D.H. Ryan Williams. It's 2-0 in the top of the third. They're facing Humboldt B-52's left-hander Brian Meyer, starting his third inning of work here. Scoreless first, 2 runs in the second. And that ball is foul down the right field line. Looks like it's playable, but nobody's going to get there as it's into the snack bar area down there. 0-1. So it'll be the 3-4-5 hitters this inning. It'll be Ryan Williams, the DH, Hunter Heath, the right fielder, and Chandler Anderson, the center fielder. Williams is 1-for-1 with a single. Here's the 0-1. That ball is down low, 1-1. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. This portion, mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Here's the 1-1. That ball is fouled out of play again, 1-2 now on Williams. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation sponsoring the entire weekend series here against the Humboldt B-52s. on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com for everyone who's not in the Reading area. As you might have heard during the break, we've had a lightning strike on our broadcast tower. So that's a ground ball down third baseline. Going to be a tough play. That's a fair ball as the umpire originally called it foul. Ball was clearly inside the line, so we're going to see what the call was here. Should be a double for Williams as the third baseman tried to backhand it and whiffed. And it looks like they're going to call that a foul ball as he waved it off. And then he kind of hung his head, so I think the umpire knows he whiffed on that one. Not just players that go into slumps, guys. Sometimes it's officials and referees as well. Anyone who's watched the last two games of the NBA Finals can attest to that. So 1-2 still here on Williams to lead off the third. Kind of a strange situation there, but nonetheless, here's the 1-2 pitch. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-2. That ball is fouled out of play as well. So Williams battling here as it's 2-2. He spoils another one. Williams has split time at center field and out and DH. Chandler Anderson out there in center tonight out of the University of Utah. Here's the 2-2 from Meyer. That ball's down in the dirt now. Full count. On Ryan Williams out of Cal Baptist University. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Williams down on strikes to lead off the top of the third. I'll bring up Hunter Heath. He struck out in the first part of the strike him out, throw him out, double play.
Now batting the right fielder, number 31, Hunter Heath.
So Heath lines that one into left field. That's going to be a single on the first pitch of the at-bat. So had two innings to think about that strikeout and came out and did not waste any time. Lines that one into left. So that'll bring up Anderson, center fielder number 11. Singled and scored the first run of the ball game, leading off last inning.
Number 11, Chandler Anderson.
Anderson has flashed impressive power in his limited stint with the 45s thus far. Been in just a handful of games. That's a ground ball to second. Taylor made 4-6-3, and he beats it out. So good speed there shown by Williams as the ball had not hit hard enough to turn a double play. Score that one a 4-6 fielder's choice. Heath is erased. That'll bring up Ignacio Diaz out of UC Davis.
Now batting catcher, number 16.
Popped out to the catcher trying to lay down a bunt as it went straight up and resulted in a pop out. He comes up with a runner on first and two down now. First ball misses 1-0. Meyer now kicks and fires that ball. Swing and a miss as Diaz took a big cut. Swung right underneath it. Anderson with a big lead at first. He got a lot of attention from Meyer his first time up, but with two outs here, no throws. That ball inside to Diaz. Two balls, one strike here in the top of the third. 2-0 ball game. Reading Colt 45's had two across in the second. That's been the extent of the scoring. Off of Brian Meyer here. Brandon Lupkin, your starter for the 45s. It's thrown two scoreless. Here's the 2-1. That ball is lined into right field and by the second baseman. Anderson starts to head to third, and now he is going to head to third as he stopped. But the right fielder for the B-52s, which is Daniel Teasley out there, mishandled it and allowed him to get to third base. So scored a single for Diaz. That'll bring up Jared Bertotti, who singled and scored in the second, also had an RBI.
First baseman, number nine, Jared Bertotti.
So Anderson over to third. It's first and third with two down now. Bertotti just hit a little floater out into right that got down last time. Knocking in Anderson. He'd like to do the same thing here with Anderson on third base. First pitch is the ball, 1-0. And 1-0 pitch to Bertotti, and he grounds that one to third. Big hop. Long throw, and he got him, so that'll end the inning. Score that one 5-3. So no runs here. 45, strand two. We head to the bottom of the third. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Bottom of the third here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Colt 45's first road trip of the year. Brandon Lupkin getting ready to start his third inning of work in a 2-0 ball game. Colt 45's leading the hometown B-52s here. First pitch is in there for a strike. Lupkin's thrown two scoreless innings thus far. In his last start on June the 8th, threw six scoreless innings, had seven strikeouts, and got the win. And he is locked in again here as first pitch strike to Keel. That ball now down to the dirt, 1-1. Tyler Keel, the left fielder, leads off for the B-52s, and he'll be followed by Nikola Mislinski, the shortstop, and Brandon Fischel, the second baseman. That ball is fouled off to the right side now, 1-2. And Lupton wastes no time. He's a get-it-and-throw-it kind of guy, and he's a strike thrower. Heading the count again here, 1-2. That's been a pretty common occurrence. And that's an off-speed pitch, misses. Now 2-2. Keel, the seven hitter, so it's the 7-8-9 to lead off the bottom half of the third here. Lupton's faced the minimum thus far. Here's the 2-2. Ball's fouled back straight to the screen. We'll get another 2-2 here from the Shasta College Knight out of Medford, Oregon. Kicks and fires. Breaking ball lined into left field. That's going to be a single. As he waited nicely on that one, that's a single by Keel. Not fooled by the change in velocity. Leadoff single. That'll bring up Mislinski.
Next up to the plate for the B-52.
This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So Mislinski, number 21, Shortstop now squares to bunt with a leadoff runner on first. And a throw over by Lupkin. Runner back. It'll be Miss Linsky and then Brendan Fischel. Shortstop and second baseman batting eighth and ninth for the B-52s here. Bunt out in front of the plate. Diaz pounces on it and throws him out. Nice play by Ignacio Diaz. Score that one 2-3 on the putout and a sacrifice. Moving up to second is Keel, so they've got a man in scoring position for the number nine hitter, Brendan Fischel.
The second baseman, number 30, Brendan Fischel.
So Lupton now will run around second. Ferguson shading toward the bag there. Now kicks back into position. First pitch is on the corner for a strike. Nice pitch there from Lupkin. Infield at normal depth. That one also in there for a strike. A quick 0-2 by Lupkin. Keel out at second for the B-52s. 2-0 ball game here. 45s leading in the bottom of the third. But the B-52s are threatening with one out and a runner on second. That's a line drive. A one hopper speared by Ferguson. Nice play as he laid out for that one. Kept it from going into right field. Scored that one a 4-3 on the putout, but he took away a hit there and might have saved a run. So Fischel is retired. That'll bring up Jody Hart. He singled his first at bat. Moving over to third is Keel. So two down now and a runner on third. Nice play there by Noah Ferguson. As he was shaded towards second base and that ball was headed to right field, he absolutely speared it. And the Butte College standout. Saving a hit and possibly a run there for the 45s. First pitch to Hart misses here as we're back to the top of the lineup for the B-52s. Two down, runner on third here. Brandon Lupkin in the stretch. Checks the runner, now comes set, kicks and fires. That ball is outside, now 2-0. And 2-0 count on Hart here. Spencer Duggan on deck. Lupkin gets the sign from Diaz. Now comes set, kicks, and fires. Here's the 2-0. That ball is popped up on the infield. And it looks like Zachary Taylor at shortstop is going to take the play, and he will. That'll end the inning. Runner stranded at third. Nobody scores. We head to the top of the fourth. It's 2-0 45s. You're listening to Redding Cole 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The butterfly house is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Top of the fourth here from Eureka, California's Bomber Field is the hometown. Humboldt B-52s host your Reading Cool 45s here on KCNR 1460. 2-0 Reading. Noah Ferguson steps in to lead off the inning. He's 0-1. Two runs in the second for the 45s. And that's where we stand here in the top of the fourth. Ferguson fouls that one back, so it's 1-1 here. And it's one of those old baseball axioms, make a great play in the field and you're the first guy up next inning, and comes true once again as Ferguson had a great diving play going to his left to keep a one-hop line drive from skipping into right field. Threw him out to steal a hit, and he leads off this inning. That one's fouled back to the screen now, 1-2. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. This portion of the game and the mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Sponsoring all three games all weekend long here against the Humboldt B-52s. That ball up high now, back to 2-2 on Ferguson. Meyer fires, that's a breaking ball down below the zone. Nice take. Trying to get him to chase one down below the knees, but he did not bite. So a full count here on Ferguson to lead off the fourth. That ball fouled out of play and out of the stadium. Still 3-2 here on Noah Ferguson out of Butte College. Meyer now comes with a 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Ferguson goes down on strikes first out of the inning. That'll bring up Zachary Taylor. Taylor out of CSU, Monterey Bay. And he's been at shortstop more often than not out there for the 45s in the early going here during the season. Shown a slick glove and also had an RBI single his first at bat in the second inning. Drove in the 45's second run of the game. Tries to bunt for a hit that time, but it's foul behind the catcher. Oh, and one here on Taylor. He had a nice at bat, worked it all the way to a 3-1 count, and then got a line drive to left center to drive in Jared Bertotti. In the second, he stands in now with one out and nobody on. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That ball is fouled as well. Quick 0-2 here on Taylor. Get you an update on your Giants score. Jeff Samardzija gets back on the horse as he wins 5-1 tonight over the Tampa Bay Rays. Three-game series today, tomorrow, and Sunday against Tampa Bay. Giants get the first one as they are rolling right now. That's a breaking ball. Called strike three as Taylor watches the breaking ball from Meyer. Nice pitch and two down now. I'll bring up J.J. Hancock. He's 1-2.
Next to the plate, the left fielder, number 6, J.J. Hancock.
Giants winners of 6 in a row and 7 out of their last 8. That's a ground ball up the middle. Going to be a tough play for the shortstop. And he got him. Nice play on a slow roller. And Hancock is gunned down. Score that one 6-3. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the fourth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the fourth here. Humboldt B-52s down 2-0 to your hometown Reading Colt 45's first road trip of the year here. Brandon Lupkin getting ready to start his fourth inning to work. First ball is very high, 1-0. That ball is grounded to third. Jake Taylor takes it, makes the throw, and scored that one 5-3 on the putout. Spencer Duggan grounds out. One down for Jeff Giacomini, the first baseman. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. And they challenge you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Our thanks to them for their sponsorship of the Reading Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. So one down here as Lupkin faces the 3-4 hitters now. Giacomini lined out to left field his first time up. Here's the 1-0 from Lupkin. That ball misses as well, 2-0. 45's defense looks like this. Hancock in left, Anderson in center, Heath in right. Jake Taylor at third, Zach Taylor at shortstop. That ball's in there for a strike now, 2-1 on Giacomini. So all Taylor left side of the infield, Ferguson at second, Bertotti at right, at first, and Ignacio Diaz in the squad tonight. That ball's fouled back there by Giacomini, now 2-2. If you're in Reading and you want to beat the heat, come on over to Humboldt. We got another game tomorrow at 5:30 and another one at 11:30 in the morning on Sunday. We're in the high 50s here on an overcast day in beautiful Eureka, California. Just about as far west as you can go. Enjoying some summer college baseball. Here's the 3-2. That ball is grounded down third baseline, foul. One down here. We'll get another 3-2 pitch here in just 1 second. Get you an update on the A's game as well. Oakland up 2-1 in the middle of the fifth. So Kendall Graveman giving him a nice start here. One run through five. Swing and a miss on Giacomini as he swung right through that off-speed pitch. And he goes down on strikes four at the second out of the inning. That'll bring up Mason Allen. He singled in his first time. And was promptly erased on a nice 5-4-3 double play started by Jake Taylor over at third. He comes up here with 2 outs and nobody on. That ball is in there for a strike. Lupkin dealing now in the bottom of the fourth with 2 down. Allowed just one man to get to third base thus far. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball is flat out to center. Anderson now moving back, and he's going to make the play. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the fifth. It's 2-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the top of the fifth here. Redding Colt 45 is up 2-0 on the Humboldt B-52s. We are live at Bomber Field in Eureka, California on a beautiful high 50s overcast day. Got a little rain on the trip over today, but none so far here. A great day for baseball. Bring your sweatshirt. We're going to do it again tomorrow night at 5:30 and again at 11:30 on Sunday. So if you don't have any plans, come on over to the coast and beat the heat. Watch the hometown 45s. Or if you have any friends or family over here in the Humboldt area, tell them that they can get the Humboldt B-52s game on www.kcnr1460.com. Every game streamed live. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. Leading off this inning is going to be Jake Taylor. He's 0-for-1, also has drawn a walk. Walked in the first, grounded out in the second. He takes the first pitch there from Meyer. Is at the knees, 0-1. So Meyer, starting his fifth inning of work here, gave up two in the second, but otherwise has held the 45s in check. That's where we stand, 2-0 in the visitor's half here. And Taylor takes a healthy cut there. It's a quick 0-2 on the 45's third baseman. Get you some scores from around the big leagues today. Chicago Cubs top the Pittsburgh Pirates as Jake Arrieta continues his dominant season. Really his dominant season and a half, bordering on two here. Here's the 0-2, and Taylor takes. That one's very high, 1-2. Arizona over the Phillies, 10-2. Toronto over Baltimore, 13-3. Atlanta over the Mets, 5-1. 5-1 was also the score in Miami's win over Colorado. Colorado recently designating Jose Reyes for assignment. So they're going to eat that big contract, evidently. That one is fouled back there by Jake Taylor. Of course, when you got a home run, a shortstop like Trevor Story, who's got 17 home runs through the first 2 months and change, makes it a little easier to have that guy be expendable. Seattle over Boston, 8-4. The White Sox fall to Cleveland, 3-2. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Taylor. Swing and a miss on that one's in the dirt. He's going to have to throw him out at first, but that'll be a strikeout and a 2-3 put out on Jake Taylor. One down for Ryan Williams, the DH. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy. McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on the radio. Here's Williams out of Cal Baptist. He singled in the first, struck out in the third. He's 1-for-2. Here's the 1-0. That ball's down in the dirt. No, it hit him. So a hit batsman there as that one got away from Meyer a little bit. And a one-out base runner here. That'll bring up Hunter Heath. Scored that one a hit by a pitch. And Heath is also 1-for-2. Struck out in the first, singled in the third, so the opposite of Williams there. As I mentioned, Giants 5-1 winners over Tampa Bay earlier today. Jeff Samardzija back in form, getting the win. Texas beats the Cardinals 1-0. All the rest of your actions still ongoing. Those were the early finals from today. Hunter Heath takes a big cut there and swings and misses. 0-1. We're under the lights here at Bomber Field in beautiful Eureka, California. 2-0 ball game in the top of the fifth. Pitchers duel thus far, Lupkin and Meyer. Trading goose eggs since the second. Runner goes, taking, and a great jump there, and Williams steals it easily, standing up. As Meyer has the big leg kick, he did not go to the slide step that time, and Williams got a monster jump. Score that, a stolen base for Ryan Williams. So that takes away the double play. Heath now batting with a runner on second and one out. First and third baseman hugging the line. Now backing up a little bit is the first baseman. Almost looked like they were going to move into the no doubles defense there. Called strike two. So 1-2 now on Heath. As that one's on the inside corner. Williams at second. One out. Oklahoma Baptist zone Hunter Heath out of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Your cleanup hitter and right fielder tonight has a 1-2 count. Here's the pitch. That one bounces in the dirt and gets away from the catcher. It's going to go all the way to the backstop. Moving up to third is Williams on the pass ball. We'll see if that's a wild pitch or a pass ball. Regardless, it's a free 90 feet for your 45s. And a runner on third base with one out. Heath can get him home with a fly ball or a ground ball. We'll see how the B-52s want to situate the infield. They are going to bring the infield in here and try and prevent a run from scoring on anything on the infield. Outfield at normal depth. And in the windup now is the 2-2. That ball is off his fists and right to the second baseman. As Heath sounded like he might have broken his bat on that one as well. A jam shot on 2-2. Nice pitch by Meyer. Score that one a pop out to number four. We've got two down with a runner on third now for Chandler Anderson.
Now batting for the Colt 45, the center fielder, number 11, Chandler Anderson.
Anderson 1-for-2, singled and scored the first run of the ball game in the second. Hit into a fielder's choice in the third. Meyer in the windup with a runner only at third base. Anderson watches the strike at the knees, 0-1. Ryan Williams takes his lead off third. Meyer in the windup. Here's the 0-1. That ball is fouled off to the side. Anderson spoils it. It's a quick 0-2 here on the Utah Utes center fielder. As I mentioned, part of the Pac-12 champions actually upset Ole Miss, who was number one seed in the College World Series before falling in later rounds. So a nice run for Utah. Not even expected to contend for the Pac-12 title, much less the College World Series. So great year for the Utes. Say hello to everyone out there listening in Park City, Utah, hometown of Chandler Anderson. Here's the 0-2. That ball is served out in right field, and it's going to be playable on the outfield grass for the second baseman. That'll be a pop-out in the inning. Williams stranded at third. We head to the bottom of the fifth. Score is 2-0. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Redding's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at kcnr1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at kcnr1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fifth here in Eureka. Reading Colt 45's up 2-0 over the hometown Humboldt B-52s. We're at Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Brandon Lepkin getting ready to start the fifth inning of four scoreless thus far. Just one runner to reach third base. That first pitch is lined out into right, and Hunter Heath is going to make the play. Took about three steps to his left, cruised over and made the play. So well hit ball, but right at him. Score that a line out. The number nine for Matt Bone. That'll bring up right fielder Daniel Teasley. Teasley absolutely robbed on a comebacker through the box as Lepkin barehanded it behind his, or no, looked it behind his back with his glove hand, I should say. And tossed it to first, drawing oohs and ahs from the crowd. First pitch is in there for a strike to Teasley. Here's the 0-1 from Lepkin, and he comes right at him, and that's a slow roller to second. Ferguson's up with it. Scored that one 4-3 on the putout. There's two down now. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Mission of the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy, and they've been a part of the Reading community for a long time, challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460, the McConnell Foundation. So our thanks to them for their sponsorship of College Summer League Baseball. No balls and one strike now after the first pitch strike to Keel. Keel singled and made it to third. That's the furthest any B-52 has made it thus far. That was in the third. It's 1-1 now as that one's down below the zone. One ball, one strike pitch here is a little bit low as well. So 2-1 now. Three balls and one strike now. He's lost the range a little bit here. And Lepkin, that one is flied out to center very high. Anderson's going to drift underneath it. And that'll end the inning. So 1-2-3 inning for Lepkin. We head to the top of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just gray houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Have you put your name on your to love and to take care of list lately? At the House of Conscious Living Yoga, we offer you a space for a well-deserved time in. You will be welcomed by the warmth and kindness of a yoga community here to make you feel safe and cared for. The House of Conscious Living Yoga is a place for healing. Our yoga mat will help you rediscover your own power to design your life in every way. Need to strengthen your body, calm your mind, or lighten your heart? You have come to the right place. Non-competitive, medically knowledgeable and safe, therapeutic and caring are just some of the words used to describe the House of Conscious Living Yoga professional staff. New to the studio? Receive your first five classes for only $25. Visit our website, consciouslivingyoga.com, for all the information you'll need to get started on your path toward a healthier, happier, more vibrant life. consciouslivingyoga.com, 246-7256.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the sixth here from Eureka, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Ignacio Diaz, the catcher, is going to lead off. It'll be Diaz, Bertotti, and Ferguson here against Meyer. That ball is fouled back. Out of play, 0-1. For all you soccer fans out there, Team USA in the semifinals of the Copa America. Who saw that coming? And that one is fouled back as well. Quick 0-2 here on Diaz. But yeah, USA beating Ecuador 2-1 yesterday, and they will face the winner of Argentina-Venezuela on Tuesday in the semifinals. Jurgen Klinsmann, a lot of people calling for his ouster and making a run here in Copa America. Who saw that coming? That ball is grounded to short, not very well hit. Coming up and making the play, the throw is in the dirt, and Giacomini unable to scoop it. Tough play over there at first. Diaz will be safe, so score that one. And E6 on the throw. As the shortstop, Mislinski, had time and just skipped it over there. Giacomini unable to dig it out. That'll bring up Bertotti. Bertotti had an RBI single, also scored a run in the second, and also has grounded out once. He's 1-for-2. Once again, this portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, helping better communities through philanthropy and encouraging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Called strike there from Meyer on Bertotti, 0-1. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation sponsoring all three games here this weekend in Eureka. I'll be bringing you all three here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Here's the 0-1. Bertotti squares to bunt and then pulls it back. 1-1 as that one's down in the dirt. Brian Meyer starting his sixth inning of work here. Diaz led off the inning, reached on an error. Bertotti here with no outs. Man on first. He swings through that one, 1-2 now. Looks kind of upset with him as he chased one outside there. Upset with himself, I should say. Here's the 1-2 from Meyer. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. So Bertotti down on strikes. He's 1-for-3 tonight. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson. Ferguson 0-for-2. Had a nice night in the field, though. Keystoned one double play. Had a great diving stop. As he bats here with one out in the top of the sixth with one man on in a 2-0 ball game. 45s. Locked up in a tight one here. Brandon Lupkin has been great once again. Swing and a miss by Ferguson. And he's looking up at the sky, upset with himself on that one, as that was a good pitch to hit. He weaved right through it, 0-1. Lupkin, dating back to last game, had 6 shutout innings in his start and a win last week. That one in there for a strike at the letters. Quick 0-2 on Ferguson here. And then 5 shutout innings already here tonight, so I don't want to jinx him, but he's got an 11-inning scoreless streak going. Between his last start against the Reading Tigers and tonight against the Humboldt B-52s in an away game and a chilly night here in Eureka. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, so Ferguson down on strikes. And that'll bring up Zachary Taylor out of Madera, California. 1-for-2 with an RBI single. That was in the second inning.
The shortstop, number 4, Zach Taylor.
So Diaz still over there at first, being held on by Giacomini. Big hole on the right side for the lefty, Zachary Taylor. Meyer comes set, fires. That one is inside, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 from Meyer. Kicks and fires. That ball also inside, 2-0. Been impressed here with Bombers. I always keep wanting to call them the Bombers. The B-52s, which technically is a Bomber. I'm technically right there. B-52 starter Brian Meyer, been impressive thus far as he's changed speeds, sight lines, and movement. Kept the 45s off balance here. Called strike there now, 2-1 on the fastball. As they've scratched out 2 runs against him and had base runners, been able to work some counts, get some walks. He's got 1 hit by pitch, but unable to break through with that one big hit or that one big inning. That ball misses there now, 3-1 on Taylor. So much as he did in the second inning when he got that RBI single. He's worked the count to 3-1 here. Three balls, one strike, runner on first. With two down, runner goes. That ball is high, and that'll be a walk. So no stolen base, score at a walk for Taylor. He's now 1-for-2 with a base on ball. Moving up to second is Diaz. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, J.J. Hancock, 1-for-3 with a single thus far. Grounded out to short his last time up. And he's gone to the left side all three times, a ground out to third, a line drive to left, and a ground ball to short. So whether by design or just by the way he's being pitched, he's gone the other way all three times, 1-for-3. Got a runner in scoring position, Diaz, the catcher. He led off the inning, reached on an error. He's at second. Taylor drew the walk with two outs. He's at first. That's a line drive. It's a little ball served out in the left field, and it's going to score a run as Diaz is going to come around. That play ended up being closer than you thought it would be, but it skips past the catcher. So everybody's going to move up, score that an RBI single and an advance to second and third. So Taylor now standing at third, Hancock at second, RBI single. 3-0, Reading Colt 45s. That'll bring up Jake Taylor, the third baseman. He's 0-for-2 with a walk thus far. And a nice at-bat there by J.J. Hancock as he was, looked like he was jammed once again. Did not hit that ball hard, but hit it right where they ain't out in left center field as it got over the shortstop's head. Ball was hit softly enough to where the center fielder had a long way to go. Ended up making it a closer play at the plate than you would have thought. As Diaz, the catcher, not the fastest guy on the 45s, but able to score from second. So the leadoff error comes around to bite the B-52s as Diaz comes around to score on the two-out hit by Hancock. That'll bring up Jake Taylor. First ball is a little bit low, 1-0. One ball, no strike on Taylor. Now steps back in the box. That ball is in there for a strike now, 1-1. Here's the 1-1. He's in the windup now with runners on second and third. Swing and a miss, 1-2. Got that one by Taylor. As I mentioned, Taylor just made his debut on the 10th. Had his first start on the 11th, and against the Reading Tigers in that 24-4 route, went 3-for-5, two walks, four runs scored, and a home run with four RBIs, all four RBIs coming on a grand slam in the eighth inning as the 45s ran it up 24-4 that night. That's a line drive into right field. Taylor's going to knock in at least one. Coming in to score is Zach Taylor. Here we're going to have a play at the plate. He is safe, and Hancock is in there. Call it a two-run single for Jake Taylor. It's 5-0 as the 45s now have pushed three across this inning to take a two-run lead and stretch it out to five. And a great at-bat there by Jake Taylor with a two-strike single to right, two RBI. Moves up to second on the throw as there was a play at the plate. Hancock beat the throw on a nice pop-up slide. And it's 5-0 45s. We're going to have a pitching change here. We'll take a short 60-second break here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima,
Prisma, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Looks like Wyatt Eaglian, number 22, is going to come in and pitch for the B-52s here. Right-hander. So that'll almost close the book on Brian Meyer. He went 5 2/3. He's given up 5 runs here. He's also responsible for Jake Taylor on second. So Eaglin will try to pick up his teammate and strand that runner. Pardon me, that's number 12, Ruben Rios. Apologies there. Looked like a 22 to me. Ruben Rios is going to be the right-hander for you. Relieving Meyer here.
Now batting for the Colts.
He inherits a runner on second with two down here in the top of the first.
Number
34. Top of the first. Top of the sixth. This game's gone by so fast, it feels like it should only be the top of the first. 45's getting 2 in the second, 3 here in the sixth. That's been the extent of the scoring as they stand 5-0 behind starter Brandon Lupkin. First pitch is outside for a ball there from Rios. Ryan Williams at the plate here. He is the seventh man to bat in the inning for the 45s. He's 1-2. That ball misses there now, 2-0. Williams singled, struck out, and he's been hit by a pitch. Also has a stolen base. Rios comes set, now fires. Here's the 2-0. That ball is fouled out of play. 2-1 now. Two balls, one strike on Williams here, the DH, and number 3 hitter, Hunter Heath, on deck. That ball misses, 3-1 now. Update on your A score, still 2-1, top of the seventh, Oakland leading. Kendall Graveman now, one of the better starts he's had all year, holding the Angels to just one run thus far. That ball is grounded hard to third base, and throw across the diamond will... Oh, Giacomini, unable to scoop it, but able to grab it before Williams hit the bag. So score that one 5-3 on the putout. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth here. 5-0 45s. You're listening to Redding Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. Redding Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Redding at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the sixth here, Kyle DeFort bringing you Reading Cool 45's baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. 1-1 count thus far on Nikola Mislinski. No official plate appearances. He had a sack bunt his first time up. No official at bat, I should say. That does count as a plate appearance. 2-3 on the sacrifice for those of you scoring at home. On deck, Brendan Fischel, second baseman. He's 0-1 as well. As Lupton here has faced just one above the minimum through five innings. Swinging a foul ball off the catcher, Diaz, so we'll keep it 1-2. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. And they challenge you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. The McConnell Foundation, proud sponsors of the Reading Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 all weekend long here in Eureka. That's a called third strike as Lupkin sets him down. Mislinski is retired. Third strikeout of the night for Lupkin. As he's been pitching to contact all night, been ahead in the count, gotten a lot of quick outs. Only one man advancing to third. He had seven strikeouts in six innings. In his last start also did not allow a run. That's a line drive up the middle right at Chandler Anderson. He's going to go down to a knee and make the catch. So a tough play there for Anderson as the line drive hit right at you. Sometimes it's hard to gauge the speed and the rate of descent, but he goes down to a knee and makes the play. The Utah Ute takes the line out. Score that a line out to number eight. That'll bring up Jody Hart, the leadoff hitter. He's 1-2 with a single. Singled in the first, popped out in the third. Two down here in the bottom of the sixth for the Humboldt B-52s. Lupkin in absolute cruise control here. That one is below the zone, 1-0. So two outs now, top of the lineup again for the B-52s. Again, Lupkin just one batter over the minimum here through 5 2/3. He has been locked in, picking up right where he left off in his last start. Oh, and he hit him, so a hit by pitch there is that one too far inside. Hart just takes it on the elbow, or perhaps upper forearm. Didn't get a great look at where that hit him, but looks none the worse for wear as he's going to head down to first. That'll bring up Spencer Duggan. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out.
Spencer Duggan.
First pitch from Lupkin down low. The two down runner on first now after the hit by pitch. Spencer Duggan, the third baseman for the B-52s, trying to get a two-out rally going here. 5-0 45s in the bottom of the sixth. That's a ground ball to short. Taylor's going to take it on the big hop. 6-4 put out. It's a fielder's choice. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the seventh. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? No,
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the seventh here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Reading Colt 45's up 5-0 over the visiting Humboldt, or over the hometown Humboldt B-52s, I should say. Reading Colt 45's on their first road trip of the year. This is game one of three over the weekend. We're going to do it again tomorrow at 5:30 p.m. start time here on KCNR 1460, 11:30 a.m. on Sunday morning on Father's Day, so an early Father's Day start. Got a little fan here, possible future radio star here watching me do the game. Great crowd here tonight at Bomber Field in Eureka, California. 5-0 45s as Rios gets ready to start his second inning work. Called first strike there on Hunter Heath leading off the inning. Heath is 1-for-3 with a single. He's also struck out and popped out. Facing Ruben Rios, who relieved starter Brian Meyer in the fifth, or in the sixth, I should say. Swing and a miss there quick. 0-2 now on Heath as a breaking ball there from Rios gets him way out in front. So we can close the book on Meyer. It's 5 2/3, 5 runs. And he's the pitcher of record for the B-52s. Here's the 0-2 to Heath. That's a breaking ball a little bit high, 1-2. Hometown crowd wanted it. But it's 1-2 nonetheless. This just came across the newswire earlier today. Russian track and field team has been banned from the 2016 Olympics in Rio. After they failed to reform their anti-doping policies, of course, faced great criticism. That's a swing and a miss there by Heath. So a strikeout. That'll be the first out of the inning. They faced great criticism, of course, during the Sochi Olympics. Great performance there by the Russians in their hometown Olympics a couple of years ago for the Winter Olympics. And obviously the IAAF is not placated by the insufficient reforms in their eyes by the Russian track and field team, so they will not be competing in the Olympics. Shades of Cold War days. Teams either boycotting or, of course, the 1980 Olympics and the 1984 Olympics had either the Russians or the United States boycotting. So what's old is new again. Here's the 0-1 to Anderson. As the swung and miss on the first one. That one's a little high now, 1-1. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission to support communities through philanthropy. Challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community as well. That's the McConnell Foundation, proud sponsor of the Colt 45s here. On the radio, here's the 1-1 to Anderson. A breaking ball way out in front as Rio slows it way down. And that changeup just floated in there. He's way out in front. 1-2 now on Anderson. He's 1-for-3, singled and scored in the second. He's also hit into a fielder's choice and popped out. 5-0 45s here in the top of the seventh. Here's the 1-2 with one out and nobody on. That's another changeup, and he pops it up on the infield very high. That's going to be playable at second base for Fischel, and he makes the play. So two down now. That'll bring up Ferguson. And Ferguson's got to be happy just to see Meyer out of there. Meyer struck him out looking once and swinging twice.
Now batting for the Colt 45s, the catcher, number 16, Ignacio Diaz.
Pardon me, that's Ignacio Diaz up there. Head fake for me. Head faked me out there. Looked like Ferguson getting ahead of myself. They score that a pop out to number 4 by Anderson, and that's Ignacio Diaz. He'll be followed by Bertotti and then Ferguson. So that's a line drive, and it's going to be caught out at shortstop as he kind of just met the ball. And not a lot of pepper on that one right out to shortstop. So call it a line out to number 6. That'll end the inning. We had the bottom of the seventh here. Seventh inning stretch time. 5-0 45s. You're listening to Reading Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing, Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management. Great community members every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on. Many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform. So tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show. It's the happening place.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the seventh here in Eureka, California, live from Bomber Field. Humboldt B-52s hosting your hometown Reading Colt 45s. It's 5-0 Reading. In the bottom of the seventh, Brandon Lupkin starting his seventh inning of work. He's thrown six shutout innings here and been locked in. He's faced two batters over the minimum here as he's going to face the 3-4-5 hitters. Heart of the lineup for the B-52s. Giacomini has a 1-1 count on him. That ball is in there for a strike. Nice pitch at the knees. Lupkin has been remarkably efficient here, been ahead in the count pretty much all night. Gotten a lot of pitch-to-contact outs as he has just three strikeouts, had seven in six innings in his last start against the Reading Tigers, but that's a ground ball to short. Another one playable for Zachary Taylor. He's going to come over and make the play. Nicely done. 6-3 on the putout, one down. But Lupkin just two batters over the minimum here, and he's pitched to contact and been ahead in the count all night. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, their mission to help better communities through philanthropy, challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. So we appreciate the McConnell Foundation's sponsorship of Reading Colt 45's baseball here all weekend in Eureka. They'll be sponsoring tomorrow and Sunday's game as well. One out here, that'll bring up Allen. First pitch misses, 1-0. Allen 1-for-2, singled in the second. He's also flown out to center in the fourth. Lupkin in the windup, gets it now. He's ready. Here's the pitch. Ground ball deep in the hole to short. Taylor backhands it and unable to come up with it cleanly. Would have been a close play even if he had come up with it cleanly, but Allen's going to reach it first. Hometown scorecard. I'm going to call that a single.
Next up to the plate for your B-52, the designated hitter, number 16, Matt Bone.
That'll bring up Matt Bone. He's hit into a double play and lined out 0-for-2. 5-0 ball game here. 45's in the lead. 52's trying to get something going here in the bottom half of the seventh against Brandon Lupkin out of Shasta College. He's got 6 1/3 scoreless. Bone, the DH, looks at the 1-0 and fouls that one out of play. 1-1 now. Reminder, you can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. We're going to do another one tomorrow and another one Sunday here in Eureka against the Humboldt B-52s. We're going to come back next month and play two games against the Humboldt Crabs here in Humboldt as well. Again, you get that entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Here's the 1-1 from Lupkin to Bone. That's a ground ball up the middle. Taylor, 6-4-3, double play. And for the second time tonight, Bone is grounded into a double play. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the eighth now. 5-0 45s. You're listening to Reading Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merritt. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Getting ready for the top of the eighth here, zipping right along here in Eureka as it's 5-0 Colt 45's. Brandon Lupkin has faced two over the minimum in an absolutely dominant performance. Starting tonight, seven scoreless innings for the Redding Colt 45's. Leading off the top of the eighth is going to be Jared Bertotti, the first baseman. And he'll face Rios starting his second full inning of work. Came in the sixth in relief of Brian Meyer. So Bertotti had an RBI single and scored in the second. He's 1-for-3. Also grounded out and struck out. Rios pitching exclusively from the stretch here. And ball in there for a strike on Bertotti. 0-1. Want to send out birthday wishes to my engineer, Jared King, turning 30 years old today, dutifully manning the controls in the KCNR studios there. So our thanks to him. We'll try and get you out of here as quick as we can, Mr. King, for your celebrations this evening. Turning the big 3-0, all downhill from here. One ball, one strike here on Bertotti, and that's a breaking ball in there now, 1-2. And he's upset with himself for letting that one go by. Bertotti 1-for-3, looking to lead off this inning and get on base here. That's a line drive up the middle, right past the pitcher. And that's a leadoff single for Bertotti. That'll bring up Ferguson. 0-for-3 thus far. And it looks like now we're going to have a pinch hitter for Noah Ferguson here. It's going to be Chase Larson.
Now batting for the Colt 45, number 13, Larson.
So that'll bring up Chase Larson here with one on and nobody out. Bertotti leading off the inning with a single. Larson, a Palo Cedro native, standing in against Rios here. First pitch is down in the dirt. Snap throw over to first and diving back in is Bertotti. So two hits tonight for Bertotti. He's already scored a run and an RBI as well. 2-for-4. Nice night for him in the 7-hole there. Simpson University Redhawk playing for manager Greg Catteray. And Larson gets hit on the hip there. Looks like on the hip or the upper thigh perhaps. Tried to turn away, but nowhere to go. So that'll push Bertotti up to second. Larson reaches on the hit by a pitch. So two on and nobody out. That'll bring up Zach Taylor. He's 1-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Also has an RBI.
Redding 45. The shortstop, number 4, Zach Taylor.
Taylor out of Madera, California. In a good spot here. We'll see if how manager Greg Catteray wants to handle this. A five run lead in the top of the eighth. Makes it less likely you'll see a bunt. one down below the zone, 1-0. Rios gets a sign from Allen. Now comes set. Here's the 1-0. That ball is in there for a strike, 1-1. 5-0, 45s. All five runs charged to B-52 starter Brian Meyer. Ruben Rios relieved him in the sixth with two down. So he's thrown 1 1/3 thus far. That's a ground ball hit very softly to short. 6-4, no chance to get Taylor, so second baseman just takes a bite out of it. That'll be a fielder's choice. 6-4, one down now. Bertotti over to third. Taylor replaces Larson at first. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, J.J. Hancock, 2-4.
The left fielder, number 6, J.J. Hancock.
His last time up was during that three-run inning in the sixth. He singled and drove in a run, also came around to score later that inning on a two-run single by Jake Taylor. He comes up with runners on the corners and one down. That ball floats outside, 1-0 from Rios. Mentioned Jake Taylor on deck. He's 1-for-3 with a walk. That ball is grounded softly to third. His only play is going to be at first and throws it down in the dirt. Giacomini unable to scoop it. So score that one an E5. As for the fifth time tonight, J.J. Hancock has gone the other way. Don't know if I've ever seen a left-handed hitter go the other way five at-bats in a row, but he's going to reach. Coming around to score is Bertotti at 6-0. Moving over to third on the play is Zach Taylor. And Hancock is over at first, so still one out, still runners on the corners. One run home here in the eighth, 6-0, 45s. Rios going to take a walk and think about it. Now comes around, he's on the rubber. Jake Taylor had a two-run single to right his last time up and a great at-bat. First pitch is an off-speed one right in there at the knees, 0-1. Nice pitch from Rios. That get-it-in changeup and get-it-in curveball, good way to get strike one. Taylor in an RBI spot here. Middle infielders at double play depth that they'd love to turn to here and get out of the inning. Runner going to second. Here comes the throw. He is safe, and a double steal as Taylor comes home on a delayed steal. And a run scores, so Taylor steals home. It's 7-0. Hancock up to second on a close play. And the second baseman held up the ball for the umpire to see, called him safe, and meanwhile, Zach Taylor scampers home. So a heads-up play on a delayed double steal there. 45's now up 7-0. Counts 0-2 on Taylor. With one out and a man at second now. Rios taking a long look into Allen. And now Taylor's going to call time. Waited him out. O2 pitch coming here from Rios. He comes set. Kicks and fires. That's a ball outside. 1-2 now. One ball, two strikes here on Taylor. That ball is driven into the gap in left center. That's going to get down. Run's going to score easily from second. Taylor rounding first, headed towards second. Here comes the throw. It's going to be a play at second, and he is safe as he dives in there head first. Nice job. Scoring is J.J. Hancock. It's 8-0. RBI double by Jake Taylor, and he continues to hit and hit often. Third RBI of the night for Taylor.
Next to the plate for the Colt 45.
Second run scored for Hancock.
Number 34, Ryan Williams.
That'll bring up Ryan Williams. 1-for-3. He's also been hit by a pitch. He's got a runner on second with one down. 45's breaking this one open here. It's now 8-0 here in the top of the eighth. As they've scored three times, still only one down. Williams waves through an off-speed pitch there. Might have gotten a foul tip, but it went right into the catcher's gloves. Allen squeezed it 0-1 now. Williams in an RBI spot here, now watches another one. Quick 0-2 here on the Cal Baptist outfielder. DHing tonight. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission, helping better communities through philanthropy. And challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. Here's the 0-2. That one's way outside. Our thanks to the McConnell Foundation, sponsor of the entire weekend series here against the Humboldt B-52s. We'll do it again tomorrow night at 5:30 and an early 11:30 start on Sunday, Father's Day. So definitely check into that one. Here goes the runner to third. Swing and a miss, and sliding into third safely is Taylor. So he steals third base as Williams strikes out swinging. There's now two down and a runner on third. That'll bring up Heath. Heath's 1-for-4 with a single.
The right fielder, number 31, Hunter Heath.
So two in the second, three in the sixth, and another three here in the eighth, and the 45s are leading 8-0. Behind an absolutely stellar start by Brandon Lupkin. That ball's fouled out of play by Heath down the left side, 0-1. This day in baseball history, Paul Wehner in 1942 told the official scorer Jerry Moore of the Boston Globe not to credit him with a hit on the ground ball in the hole that was knocked down by the red shortstop. Big Poison was his nickname. Paul Wehner did not want a questionable roller to be his 3,000th career hit. Hall of Famer Paul Wehner eventually got that hit the next game with a clean single. So kind of an interesting footnote there from 1942. I don't want that questionable hit there to be my 3,000th hit. Call that one an error. I'll get another one. And he would the next very next game, 1942. Paul Wehner. Great first half of the 20th century Hall of Famer there for the Boston Red Sox. Here's the 2-1 pitch on Heath, and he fouls that one as well. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes on Heath. Runner on third. Two down, top of the eighth. Here's a pitch from Rios, and that ball is outside now, 3-2. So a full count pitch here to Heath, forthcoming. In an 8-0 ball game here, Reading Cool 45s have padded this lead with three runs here in the top of the eighth in support of right-hander Brandon Lupkin. Here's the full count pitch from Rios. That ball misses high, and Heath will draw the walk. That'll bring up Chandler Anderson, also 1-for-4 with a single. He's scored a run. So first and third now with two outs. We'll see if we're going to have a visit to the mound. We're going to have a pitching change. Let's take a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45s baseball.
Marvel is an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We're still here in the top of the eighth. Runners on first and third with two down. We've got a new pitcher for the Humboldt B-52s. 8-0 Redding here. Chandler Anderson's going to be the hitter. Pitcher for the B-52 is going to be number 14 right-hander Ryan Elena. So Elena will relieve with two outs here in the eighth. So Ruben Rios goes three innings plus. He's responsible for three runs as well as the two runners on base. And Ryan Elena will come in to relieve him. And he'll face Chandler Anderson, who will be the eighth man to bat in the inning here. In the second, sixth, and eighth, the 45s have sent seven men to the plate. Scored 2, 3, and 3 in those innings. That's where we stand, 8-0.
The center fielder, number 11, Chandler Anderson.
Anderson with a single and a run scored in the second. He's also hit into a fielder's choice and popped out twice, 1 for 4. And Elena toes the rubber here, gets ready to deal to the Utah Ute. Taylor at third, Heath at first. Here's the pitch. That one is high for a ball to Anderson. 1-0. Give you another this day in baseball history. This day in 1970, Willie Mays and Ernie Banks became the first two players with 500 home runs to hit a home run in the same game. This day in 1970 at Candlestick Park. On that day, Willie hit number 615. He would finish with 660 on his career, and Ernie Banks hit number 504. The great Cubs shortstop never once played in the World Series, despite his Hall of Fame career. That ball is high now, 3-0, as Anderson can just wait until Elena throws him a strike, because he's come out of the bullpen and thrown three straight balls here. More activity down in the B-52's bullpen there. That ball is driven out to center field and deep. Now headed back and now over his shoulder, and nobody's going to get that one. That one's going to drop. One run will score. And that's going to be a double, as it was misplayed out there in center. It looked like it was going to be a routine play there for a second, but Jody Hart misjudged it and got over his head with some carry. So that'll end up being an RBI double. Coming around to score is Taylor. Moving over to third is Heath. Anderson with a one RBI double. And it's 9-0 45s. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission to help better communities through philanthropy. Challenging you to get out there and make a difference in your community. That's the McConnell Foundation. Been part of Reading for a long, long time. And proud sponsors of the Reading Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Two outs, runners on second, third for Diaz. And he takes the strike there. 0-1. Diaz been on base one time. He's 0-for-3. Remind you, you can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. This is game one of a three-game series. Here's the 0-1. Swing and a miss by Diaz, 0-2. Heath at third, Anderson in second in a 9-0 ball game. The 45s have pushed across four this inning. With two down here, threatening to get more with runners on second and third for the UC Davis catcher, Ignacio Diaz. The 0-2 is down in the dirt. The old 58-footer bounces in front of the plate. Easy take for Diaz there. It's 1-2. Swing and a miss, and Diaz goes down on strike. So that'll end the inning. Four runs across here, though. 45 stretch it out to 9-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target center next to the Vitamin Shop.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the eighth here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Kyle DeFore bringing you Reading Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. New pitcher here for the 45s. It's going to be fireballing lefty Seth Kanin out of Cal Baptist University, a native of Corona, California. He's already got two saves on the year. The hard-throwing lefty relieves Brandon Lupkin, who threw seven scoreless with three strikeouts, only allowed one man to even reach third base, as he's thrown 13 consecutive scoreless innings in his last two starts. Have a game, Brandon Lupkin. It's 9-0 here. So Kanin going to get in some work here.
Now batting for the B-52.
In the bottom of the eighth.
Number four, Daniel T.
And a really remarkable game for Lupkin as he faced just two over the minimum. Kanin coming in, throwing smoke. That one's outside, 1-0. And that one's a little bit low as well now, 2-0. Swing and a miss on the fastball there, 2-1 now. As Kanin with a 9-0 lead is basically just rearing back and throwing old number one here. Misses on that one now, 3-1. On Daniel Teasley, he's 0-2. Grounded out twice against Lupkin. Here's the 3-1 from Kanin. Swing and a miss on a fastball right by him, 3-2. Kanin listed at 5'9 out of Corona, California, and he's well north of 90, bringing the gas here tonight on a chilly Eureka evening. Swing and a miss. He struck him out right on cue with, guess what, the fastball. So Teasley set down on strikes. That'll bring up Tyler Keel. He's 1-2 with a single.
The left fielder, number 15, Tyler Kyle.
So that'll be Tyler Kyle, pardon me the pronunciation there. If you've got friends in the Humboldt area, tell them to come out here and see the 45s and the B-52s, or they can listen on www.kcnr1460.com. We stream every game here all season long. If you're out of the Shasta County area and can't get us on the terrestrial radio, get us on the web. Get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. We're going to have a 5:30 start tomorrow night, 11:30 on Sunday morning. So wake up and listen to some 45s baseball here on KCNR, the getaway game on Father's Day. First pitch here to Kyle, the left fielder. As I mentioned, he singled and made it to third base in the third. He's the only man for the B-52s to get in scoring position tonight. Swing and a miss there now, 1-1 on the fastball up around his shoulders. Kanin ready with the 1-1. That ball is in there for a strike now, 2-1-2. As Kanin wasting no time, getting it right back on the rubber, and he's ready to go. Here's the 1-2 to the 52's left fielder. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Here's Kanin. Fires, and that ball is served out into right and diving and unable to make the play. At second base is Zach Taylor, who's moved over to second base now. As Chase Larson is over there at shortstop after pinch hitting for Noah Ferguson.
Now batting for the B-52. The shortstop, number 21, Nikola Mislinski.
That'll bring up Mislinski. He's laid down a bunt and struck out. He's 0 for 1. Swing and a miss on a fastball there from Kanin. 0-1. Kanin out of Cal Baptist, teammate of Ryan Williams, the DH, the number 3 hitter tonight. That ball down low now, 1-1. Both of them distinguishing themselves early on here for the Reading Colt 45s. Williams leads the team with 2 home runs. Kanin leads the team with 2 saves. So our thanks to Cal Baptist University for the infusion of talent here this summer for the Reading Colt 45s. That ball misses now, 2-1. Mislinski, the number 8 hitter, will be followed by Fischel, the second baseman. 1 on, 1 out. Kanin fires. That ball is skied into right. Heath now moving back a couple steps. He's going to take it. That one's a can of corn. 2 down now. Score that one. Fly out number 7.
Now batting for the B-52. The second baseman.
So here's Fischel.
Number 30.
He's grounded out and lined out.
Fischel.
Had a line drive right at Chandler Anderson in center field. That was sinking fast, but Anderson able to go down to a knee and make the play or rob him of a hit. 2 down, bottom of the 8th here. And that one misses just a little bit low by Kanin. On Fischel, it's 1-0. Runner on first for the B-52s not being held on as it's a 9-0 ball game. Bertotti in position behind him at first. That ball very high from Kanin as he tried to add a little bit. Now 2-0. A couple more final scores from around the major leagues. Yankees top the Twins 8-2. Cincinnati over Houston 4-2. That ball misses very high as Kanin now down 3-0. Brewers over the Dodgers 2-1 in the 7th. Washington over San Diego 6-2 in the 6th. Those two still going. As well as an A's-Angels game. That's a called strike there now, 3-1. A's Angels now 2-2 in the 9th, so a good one going in Oakland. Here's the 3-1 from Kanin. Runner goes, and he misses. That's a walk, so no stolen base. We'll call it a walk. Kyle moves up to second. Fischel reaches for the first time tonight. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, Jody Hart. He's 1-for-2 with the single. He's also been hit by a pitch. That was his last at bat in the 6th.
Jordy Hart.
I mean, that's Jordy Hart. I got a misprint on my scorecard here. Jordy Hart. Not that Jody's a bad name. 2 down here. Runners on first and second in a 9-0 ball game, bottom of the 8th. Seth Kanin trying to close out this inning. First pitch is a little bit low, 1-0. Looks like he's fighting himself a little bit out there as he's walked a man now down 1-0. Hart batting right-handed against the lefty, Kanin. That ball's fouled back out of play, 1-1 now. It's sweater weather here in Eureka. First game of a three-game series. Kyle DeFore bringing you Reading Colt 45's baseball on KCNR 1460 live from Bomber Stadium in beautiful Eureka, California. Here's the 1-1. It's a breaking ball. First breaking ball he's thrown tonight, I think. It's right in there for a strike. Don't blame Hart for taking that one. You got to be looking number one after what you've seen so far this inning. But it's quickly 1-2 now on Jordy Hart. With two down, here's the pitch from Kanin. Comes set and fires. Breaking ball, called strike three. He got him. That'll end the inning. So two strikeouts on the inning for Kanin as they put two runners on but unable to score. It's still 9-0. We head to the top of the ninth here at Bomber Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Bob Martin here at AM 1460 KCNR, also streaming online at KCNR1460.com. Our AM transmitter was recently damaged by lightning, and as a result, we are having to broadcast at very low power on 1460 while we continue to work to fix the problem. In the meantime, we invite you to continue listening to us online at KCNR1460.com. Rest assured, we're working to restore our AM signal as soon as possible. Thanks again for listening to KCNR Radio.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go
summer! Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Reading Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We're in the top of the ninth here. Reading Colt 45 is getting ready to take their at-bats against the hometown Humboldt B-52s. 9-0 Reading here. After four runs in the eighth and three in the sixth. Jared Bertotti is going to lead off. He led off last inning with a single and scored as the 45s batted around, sent nine men to the plate during that four-run eighth. He's 2-for-4 with two singles, two runs scored, and an RBI. So called for a strike there on Bertotti. Tonight's game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. Their mission to help better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. That's a line drive out into right field. Third hit of the night for Jared Bertotti as he's been a line drive machine. So another nice at bat there as he wraps one into right field over the head of the second baseman. Runner on first. That's going to bring up Chase Larson. Larson pinch hit for Ferguson last inning and got hit by a pitch for his trouble. So no official at bat.
Number 13, Larson.
Bertotti on first, being held on. Chase Larson. Zach Taylor on deck. Larson now at shortstop. Taylor's moved over to second. That one up and in as well there is Ryan Elena. Brushes him back off the plate a little bit. 1-0. Snap throw over to first and he's back.
Oh,
Larson out of Feather River College. And a native of Palisadro, former Foothill Cougar. That ball is popped up on the infield very high and playable for third base. And making the play over there is Duggan. So score that one a pop out to number five. First out of the inning, and that'll bring up Zach Taylor. Nice night for Taylor so far.
The shortstop, number four, Zach Taylor.
He singled, he scored two runs, and he's drawn a walk. One for three officially. He's also stolen a base, in addition to some nice glove work out there in the field. That's a fly ball out to center field, hanging up now. And coming in, and that's a one pitch out as he flies out to center field. Hart coming in to make the play. A two down now here. That'll bring up Hancock. Hancock, 2 for 5. He also scored twice and has an RBI. He reached on an error last inning and scored. Part of that four-run eighth.
Next up to the plate, left fielder number 6, J.J. Hancock.
First pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0 here. A 1-0 pitch to Taylor forthcoming. Swing and a miss on a healthy cut there by Zach Taylor. 1-1 now. A's have moved to the bottom of the ninth now in a 2-2 tie. Smolinski at the plate. He's been hot lately, so Oakland trying to walk off the Anaheim Angels. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike now. 1-2. Nice pitch from Elena. Taylor trying to battle back here. He's already got two hits tonight. Bertotti's over there at first. He's got three hits. That one's outside now. 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs here. In the bottom of the ninth, 45's holding on to a comfortable 9-0 lead. Brandon Lupkin threw 7 shutout innings. Seth Kinnean came in and got 2 strikeouts in a scoreless eighth. That's where we stand. Swing and a miss as that one is back to the screen as he swung and missed, and it bounced right back to the catcher. He had a clean throw, and unable to make the play at first base was Giacomini, as the runner was kind of blocking his view. Tough play there at first. So scored a strikeout and a reach. Not sure who they want to give the error to there. Probably the catcher. I'll bring up Jake Taylor.
The third baseman, number 8, Jake Taylor.
He's walked, grounded out, struck out. And he's got a 2-run single and a 1-run double. Also scored a run. 2 for 4 tonight. Another nice game by Jake Taylor. 3 RBIs out of the 9.45 runs here. That ball misses a little bit high there. 1-0. So here's Taylor. With two men on, two men out, one ball, no strikes. That ball's down in the dirt. Now 2-0. Elena now getting the sign from Allen. Now comes set. Kicks and fires. Here comes the 2-0. That ball is driven to left field very high, hanging up and playable out there for Kyle. And he's going to make the play. That'll end the inning. So we head to the bottom of the ninth. 9-0 Reading. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 01945816.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
We're in the bottom of the ninth here from Bomber Field in beautiful Eureka, California. New pitcher here for the 45s is going to be Christian Straub out of Sacramento. So Kanin gets one inning of work, two strikeouts. Gave up one hit. And no runs.
Now batting for your
Straub's going to close it out here.
The third baseman, number 8, Spencer Duggan.
It'll be the 2-3-4 hitters for the B-52s, Duggan, Giacomini, and Allen. Duggan 0 for 3 thus far. And first pitch misses there from Straub, the big right-hander. Bringing velocity here out of the bullpen. Out of Sacramento City College, native of Sacramento. That one's in there for a strike now, 1-1. 45's got 2 in the second, 3 in the sixth, and 4 in the eighth. We're a 9-0 lead here. That's a pitch on the inside corner there to Duggan, 1-2 now. And Straub jumps ahead on the fastball right on the black. Duggan has struck out and grounded out twice. And he watches that one go by. Fastball up around the shoulders, wisely held off. Got a final for you here in Oakland. Oakland walks off on the Anaheim Angels, 3-2 in the bottom of the ninth. Billy Burns drives in Marcus Semien with a single to left. So the A's winners tonight in the bottom of the ninth. Fun way to win that one there in Oakland against the rival Angels. Here's the 3-2 pitch now as Straub's breaks the bat, and that one's a ground out to second base. Taylor comes up and makes the play. Nicely done. 4-3 on the putout. And it doesn't matter where you put Zach Taylor. Short, second, he'll make the play. There's one down here. That'll bring up Jeff Giacomini. He's over 3, lined out, struck out, grounded out. This portion of the game brought to you by the McConnell Foundation. The mission of the McConnell Foundation is helping better communities through philanthropy. The McConnell Foundation challenges you to get out there and make a difference in your community. They've been a part of the Reading community for a long time, doing a lot of good things. We appreciate their support here of Reading Colt 45's baseball on the radio. They're sponsoring the entire weekend series, 5:30 start tomorrow and 11:30 on Sunday morning. Sunday morning baseball here on KCNR 1460. The getaway game, our third game of the series here. In beautiful Eureka. First pitch is a strike there from Straub to Giacomini. Comes set. There's a fastball, and he fouls it off down the right side. Quick 0-2 here on Giacomini. On deck is Mason Allen. Allen's got 2 of their hits tonight. 2-for-3 with 2 singles thus far. Here's the 0-2 pitch from Straub. Kicks and fires. And that ball is foul tipped into the gloves. Nice job there by Diaz to hold on to it. As that was a breaking ball. I thought he fouled it off, but Diaz able to squeeze it. That's a strikeout. And the B-52s down to their last out here. 9-0 in the bottom of the ninth. As a masterful pitching performance by the 45s. Lupkin went seven scoreless. Seth Kanin threw a scoreless inning with two strikeouts in the eighth. And Christian Straub has retired the first two hitters here on a ground out and a strikeout. And Mason Allen, all that stands between the 45s and a game one victory here. First pitch very high up around the shoulders on the fastball from Straub, 1-0. Make sure you stay tuned after the game. We'll have the Colt 45s postgame with our player of the game. Here's the 1-0 from Straub. That ball is grounded up the middle and it kicks off his feet. At third base is Taylor, and he's going to make the play. What a play! Score that 1-5-3. And well done over there by Jake Taylor, and that'll end the ball game. 9-0, your final score here from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. Your hometown Redding Colt 45s go on the road. Their first road game of the year is a victory, 9-0 over the B-52s. We're going to take a break here. We'll be right back after these messages with your Colt 45s postgame show on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet. Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Redding Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Redding Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Redding Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
Hi, I'm Cody Titus with Properties by Merit. Whether you're buying or selling a home, you can count on me to get the best results. Not only do I represent both residential and land, but I also specialize in rural properties and ranches. At Properties by Merit, we help your real estate dreams become a reality. Call or text me today, Cody Titus, at 209-0721.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-45816.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Kyle DeFore here on KCNR 1460, live from Bomber Field in Eureka, California. First road game of the year, and the 45s win in convincing fashion, 9-0, behind a seven shutout innings on the start here by Brandon Lupton. And you had six scoreless innings and a win over the 45s over the Reading Tigers, I should say, last weekend. You got a 13-inning scoreless streak here going. What do you attribute the success to being so locked into?
Well, you know, you definitely can't do it by yourself out here. Got eight other guys working behind me and doing their job. Couple hard hit balls today for sure, but definitely had a great defense to back me up.
Yeah. Absolutely. You had the line here, seven innings, three strikeouts. You had seven strikeouts last inning, like you were saying, pitching to contact and your defense doing the work behind you. Zach Taylor had a couple nice plays at short, Anderson out in center. Ferguson had a great diving stop at second base to take away a hit and possibly a run there as well. Just one hit batsman, no walk, so you got to be happy with that, getting ahead of in the count all night long. Seemed like you were 1-2 on just about everybody up there all night.
Yes, sir. It's definitely something we stress here is getting ahead in the count. Got to work for that good fastball, and that's what was working today, too. Off speed, wasn't really feeling it. Stuck to the fastball, just made contact, got outs.
And hitting both sides of the plate, changing sight lines, keeping them off balance, and mixing in just enough breaking balls to keep them honest there as well. As you mentioned, you had a great defense behind you. 9-0. It was 2-0 going into the sixth. Looked like we had a pitcher's duel going, and they were able to break it open with a few runs there. Three in the sixth and then four in the eighth as the offense batted around and got going there. But these guys, you got to have a feeling as a starting pitcher out there that these guys, it's not a matter of if, it's when they're going to break through. And we saw it again tonight here in the later innings.
Right. Yeah, we definitely like to get it going late. We've shown it in the past. We did it tonight. I mean, stringing together those hits, that's definitely what's big, and I think it definitely benefited in our way tonight.
And you got to like Hancock and Taylor at the top of the lineup, that 1-2 in your last start. I think they reached base 9 times in 12 plate appearances.
That's
and again,
right.
Tonight, Hancock scoring 2 runs, getting 2 hits. Taylor had 3 RBIs and 2 hits, and also drew a walk there. So when the table setters are getting on and giving the big boppers in the middle opportunities, it's only a matter before they break 2. But Jared Bertotti, 3 hits tonight, hitting line drives all over the field. Getting a little bit from everybody over here. This is such a deep team, and I remember talking to Rick Bassetti before the season started. He says, oh, we're going to hit this year. You wait. We've got some mashers coming in, and we've seen it over the last you guys are – what, 6 out of your last 7 games now?
Yes, sir. I mean, you said it yourself. We got a lot of guys on the bench that can play, and we feel comfortable putting anybody in there. Everybody will get the job done. It's just right guy at the right spot and making plays behind the pitchers. And then, of course, stringing together those hits, getting us a good win.
Absolutely. Now, you had 7 shutout innings. Seth Kinnean, the fireballing lefty, came in and threw a scoreless inning, got 2 strikeouts as well. And then Christian Straub closing it out in the ninth. But our player of the game tonight and starting pitcher with 7 scoreless innings to follow up his 6 scoreless innings. And his last one, you got 13 scoreless innings. Now you got to go out and do it again next time. You can't break the streak here.
Yes, sir. Got to try to keep it going.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. We're going to do it again tomorrow, 5:30 start time here on KCNR 1460, again from Bomber Field in Eureka. And then an 11:30 Sunday morning on wake up and have some baseball here on KCNR 1460 on Father's Day, then go hang out with Dad afterward. Anyone you want to say hi to that might be listening back home?
Definitely my mom, Dad, and brother and sister. I'm sure they're listening in, and I just want to say I love you guys. Sorry I couldn't make it out, but thinking about you guys all day today.
Brandon Lepton, your winning pitcher and player of the game tonight, doing us all a favor and getting us out of here quickly on a chilly night down in the 50. We were 60 at first pitch and in the 50s most of the game tonight. So certainly we appreciate the win, but the timely win, too, going right through the lineup. I think you faced four over the minimum over those seven innings. So hats off to Brandon Lepton here, our player of the game. Once again, your final score here from Bomber Field in Eureka, your hometown Reading Colt 45s 9, the Humboldt B-52s nothing. We'll do it again tomorrow at 5:30 for Kyle DeFore and my engineer Jared King on his 30th birthday back in the studio. Happy birthday, Jared. Go out and have some fun now that we're done here. We'll do it again tomorrow. This has been Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Gene Sentence, it's easy.
92% wanted worse for regular and unplanned maintenance.